Hello, it's the 12th of May. I'm here with Bernard Bell and we're here to talk about Kurt and Lindsay and North Lincolnshire during the war.
Yes, I was born in Gainsborough, lived in Scunthorpe down East Common Lane during the war years, and when the war started in 1939, I can remember exactly where I was, a five-year-old child. And during those years, my memories go back seeing a lot of action of the bombers going over our part of Lincolnshire, North Lincolnshire, in raids of 1,000 bombers at a time to Germany. They came from Yorkshire, Norfolk and Lincolnshire to go out to sea. During those early years, I remember a plane crashing just off Worley Road, and it was a Wellington bomber, and I think the crew was seven, and all seven were killed, unfortunately. Later, in 1944, when a Lancaster bomber crashed at Ashbyville on the road going out towards Brigg, and that was on a Saturday lunchtime, where again, apart from one of the crew, Oda was all killed. These are memories of mine from way back. And later on, after the war, I obviously been amongst the RAF during the war, joined the RAF for a 4-year period in 1952 and stayed in the RAF for 4 years. And my service was at Curtin in Lindsay, which was a surprise to me as I had a home posting and was able to go home every night on a pass and back the next morning for 2.5 years. Somebody must have found out at her ministry and had me reposted to Iraq. I stayed in Iraq for the remainder of my service, which was roughly 18 months. So that takes you back over a long, long period of my history here in Lincolnshire. I was born in Lincolnshire and brought up in Lincolnshire. And later, after I came out of the service, went to live in Nottinghamshire, where I now still live.
Can you ask me a bit about your role when you were at Curtin Lindsay? What did you do about your daily duties when you were at RAF Curtin Lindsay?
Yes, when I was at Curtin Lindsay, I was at a technical storeman. Rather funny because I said in Sim Street I worked at H.B. Toombs in High Street in Scunthorpe as a tailor and was in the clothing trade and trained in tailoring. I said somehow they thought I'd be better fitted to technical, which rather surprised me. I was in the technical stores at Curtin Lindsay for those 2.5 years and Flight Lieutenant Payne, Pilot Officer Eaton and Flight Sergeant Adams were in charge of the stores, as I say, where I stayed for that period of time.
Also, we've got here in our notes that you played the piano in the dance band during wartime. What was that like?
Well, my uncle had a dance orchestra and played at Curtin Lindsay in the town hall in Curtin over the war year period, and the dance orchestra was called the Romany Dance Band. I remember a chappie called Skelton was the drummer. My uncle was a pianist. I don't remember much of the others. I played the ukulele for a short time as an accompaniment. Probably that's why they got sacked. But that went on through the war, and they had a lot of sessions at the town hall in Curtin, which was quite interesting. I don't know what happened after that, but they stayed on, I think, until about 1948. And my uncle, who lived in Curtin in Church Street, had an insurance business, and a lot of insurances were done on the camps of Curtin and Emsville. So he had a lot of customers over there. So my family go back over many years in this period, in this area.
You mentioned earlier your family got connections with World War One manufacturing. Could you
Yes,
tell me
about World War One. My family, which was Beverly, Marison Beverly, had a foundry in Curtin in Lindsay, just off Church Street, opposite the church, and they made equipment for the army during the First World War. And they were virtually my grandfather was a blacksmith. And in the Second World War, he was making or repairing kettles and things which were in short supply. If anybody had a kettle which had a hole in it, he would put it, fill it in and put it by it. He was doing this during the war years.
What were relations like between the town and the airfield? Did the MMU...
Very good. Curtin in Lindsay was always susceptible to the RAF. I think Lincolnshire is known as an RAF county, it's known as Bomber County, and it's always been well respected and well looked after and always been very welcome, as we are still when we have our reunions. We've been very welcome here at Tibblestow, as you can see, as you were here this morning, you know. They make us very welcome, which is very nice indeed, you know. Unfortunately, Curtin is now, I believe, I'm told, is about probably to close. I haven't got confirmation of this, but I think it is about to close. It'll be sold to a civilian company, which is rather sad because I think it's been there since 1916, I think it's opened. It's a long, long time.
Are there any memories of the airfield that are particularly kind of dear to you? Are there any memories that you know of the airfield that are particularly dear to you that stand out?
No, I think the things what stand out is the bombing raids and the number of planes what went over our house. My children didn't believe me for a long time until I saw the video with these planes on. Just didn't believe there'd be 1,000 planes going over the top. It was black. The sky was almost black with Lancaster bombers. And you did wonder, because a lot of them got killed, they didn't come back. And it's rather sad. War is sad anyway, you know. There's no winners in wars. There's only losers. We all lose, really, at the end of the day, you know. And so many of them got killed. You know, pilots, often after the first flight over Germany, were killed. You know? Which is... It has to be remembered, because through them we're here today and got our freedom, what we've got.
Absolutely.
So we have a lot to be thankful for.
Definitely. Well, thank you very much for sharing. Is there anything else that you'd like to say?
I think that's about it. If any of my school friends are still about Eastern Thorpe, I'm still about.
Well, thank you very much.
I went to Brumby School in Cemetery Road.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Sumter was the headmaster in my day. And I remember some of my school friends, Peter Wainwright and Cush Cowling, and one or two more. If they're still about, I would like to get in touch.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Yeah.